Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're taking a close look at the early performance assessments of Ubuntu 25.10, and what that means if you're running the latest hardware from AMD, especially the Strix Halo platform with the Ryzen AI Max Plus processor. I'll break down the most significant kernel changes and new compiler upgrades, walk through highlights from recent benchmarks, and chat about how this release might shift your desktop experience. Plus, I'll cover what these changes could mean for gamers, professionals, and devs leveraging complex graphical workloads on Linux. But before we dig into the technicals, let's set the scene with a bit of context. Ubuntu 25.10 is shaping up to be a substantial step forward, especially in the way it marries bleeding-edge kernel and graphics technology with real-world productivity and gaming tasks. Early development snapshots have given testers a glimpse of what's brewing, and the common theme is improvement across kernels, drivers, and system responsiveness, especially with AMD's accelerated hardware. Let's focus first on performance enhancements, because that's what everyone running newer hardware is curious about. Will it feel faster, and where will you actually notice the difference? The transition from Ubuntu 25.04 to 25.10 brings a refreshed, more capable Linux kernel, jumping from version 6.14 up to 6.16. With it comes broader hardware compatibility, lower latency, and deeper integration of Rust-based system components, all designed to make your workstation both snappier and more resilient to failure. It's not just the kernel. Ubuntu 25.10 is also moving forward with GCC 15 as its default compiler, up from GCC 14. This compiler leap shouldn't be underestimated. It means more effective code optimization, especially for users building or running modern workloads that skew towards heavy parallelism and graphics acceleration. Now, let's get hands-on with early performance benchmarks. Tests were carried out on the framework desktop, custom-loaded with the AMD Ryzen AI Max Plus 395 CPU and a Radeon 806 OS for graphics muscle. For the fairest apples-to-apples comparison, both a clean install of Ubuntu 25.04 and a recent daily build of 25.10 were run side by side. The goal? See exactly where the needle's moving when it comes to real-life applications, not just raw compute tests. The early numbers are encouraging, especially for anyone leaning on those advanced GPU features like Vulkan rendering and hardware ray tracing. In initial tests, Ubuntu 25.10 nudged ahead of 25.04 when it came to anything requiring complex compositing, gaming, and even multimedia workloads. These improvements track pretty well with expectations, given the kernel bumps and driver improvements layered into this release. But as always, it's worth remembering these are pre-release figures. Final builds will likely squeeze out a bit more performance once the dust settles. Speaking of drivers, the updated Mesa graphics driver is set to be bolted in alongside the new kernel, promising a further bump for those graphically intensive tasks. Gamers using the Radeon 806 OS and professionals working in media production should see more stable frame rates and faster load times. I'll add that developers blending AI, machine learning, or rendering tasks into their daily grind stand to benefit from these optimizations too. And it's not only about baseline speed, responsiveness is up, system stalls are rarer, and compositing glitches seem far less common. The importance of the Rust component integration shouldn't be underestimated either, as a safer systems language is now underpinning more of your daily desktop and server use. Now, let's shift briefly to another technical update making waves, RISC-V support. Linux kernel maintainers have just begun reviewing a notable set of patches for supporting RISC-V's Zelassar ISA extension. In plain English, that means atomic load acquire and store release capabilities at the hardware level, lowering synchronization overhead for everything from container workloads to future mobile devices built on the RISC-V platform. It's a clear sign that the open source community continues to diversify Linux onto new architectures, broadening its reach beyond x86 and ARM. For framework owners and AMD Strix Halo users, though, the headline is clear. Ubuntu 25.10 is likely to squeeze more performance out of what you already have, especially once the Mesa driver rolls out in sync with the final kernel. But hardware and software aren't the only things changing fast in the tech world. In the workplace, a recent tribunal in the UK is sending significant ripples across business and HR circles. Here's the story. An employee was dismissed after making an off-script remark during a particularly tense workplace discussion. After review, the tribunal found that the firing not only lacked sufficient process, but was an overreaction. The result? Nearly £30,000 was awarded to the dismissed employee for unfair dismissal. The upshot for tech teams and business leaders alike. It pays to have clear, consistent protocols in place for disciplinary matters and a keen understanding of what is, and isn't, appropriate in workplace discourse. With so much of modern work underpinned by digital and open source tools, these cases shape both practical workplace policies and the wider conversation around tech culture. As if that wasn't a big enough reminder of global flux, let's pivot to a few major developments echoing through the industry and the open source world. First up, Nepal has made global headlines by blocking several major social media platforms over compliance disputes with new domestic regulations. The debate there focuses on content moderation and platform accountability, vexing issues being closely watched by countries with similar regulatory ambitions. Meanwhile in Germany, clean energy advocates are celebrating after the country beat its coal reduction target well ahead of schedule, one of Europe's boldest moves towards decarbonizing its energy supply. These structural shifts, whether in policy or technology, are nudging open source platforms like Linux to prioritize energy efficiency and regulatory compliance in new ways. And finally, OpenAI is launching what could be a wildly disruptive new jobs and certification platform, built explicitly to bridge the AI skills gap in tomorrow's workforce. The idea: help workers reskill and match them to AI-centric jobs, backed up by a bespoke certification process that signals real-world knowledge. If the bet pays off, it could alter how open source and proprietary communities alike approach hiring, upskilling, and technical credentialing. Now that we've run through the highlights, let's loop back to Ubuntu 25.10 on AMD's latest silicon. What does all this mean for you if you're contemplating an upgrade or building out a new system? In the short run, expect better baseline performance, fewer driver headaches, and a more future-resistant platform whether you're gaming, editing video, tinkering with AI, or just running the numbers. The core of Ubuntu 25.10, the kernel and GCC update, plus Mesa and early Rust integration, lay a path to better reliability across real work and creative computing. Anyone building on the framework desktop with AMD's Strix Halo chip stands to unlock incremental improvements now, and more substantial ones as the release matures and further updates land. There's a lot riding on the months ahead, with the kernel team and Canonical promising more stability and smarter integration before the official 25.10 launch date. My take: this is a promising cycle, both for mainstream users and those pushing the edges of open computing. Whether you're a casual user, a Linux developer, or a professional eyeing the latest hardware, it's worth keeping a close eye on how the kernel, driver, and compiler synergy keeps nudging the Linux desktop experience forward. The broader message for now: the open source world remains vibrant, fast evolving, and ever more integral to both the fabric of daily work and the wider arc of technological change. So as Ubuntu 25.10 settles into its final form, and as RISC-V, Rust and next-gen jobs platforms gather momentum, expect more surprises and more opportunities for everyone plugged into the Linux ecosystem. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening.